Now on today's show, this, I have to say, this wretched listener request month fucking somehow scrapes by for another week with this piece of shit Tarzan the Ape Man. My good God, I am Andrew Jupin.
I am Steven Sadek, and I apologize to everybody.
Chris Cabin.
This is Eric Siskin. We hate movies.
Hate movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, like I said up top, quite angrily, This is Tarzan the Ape Man from 1981, directed by John Derek. And this one was requested by our good buddy Scott Weinberg over at the podcast 80s All Over. Let's have a listen to his request call.
Hey guys, this is Scott calling from 80s All Over, and wanted to recommend one of the worst films of the entire decade. Bo Derek in Tarzan the Ape Man. Enjoy.
You know what? Short, sweet, to the point. This dude gets it.
And you know, a weird thing, you know, he only called in once and he got through. I just, you know, people are going to be like, oh, they're cooking the books. Nope. Trust me, I would never cook the books in favor of Tarzan the Ape Man.
No, Steve Sadek, that is quite correct. No way would I fucking fix anything to have to watch this, let alone talk about it.
Here's one thing. He puts it a glass ceiling on this, and it doesn't really have to be. Definitely was not just the worst movie of the 80s. It could be. It goes all over, baby. It's one of the worst movies.
This is a piece of shit.
It's an awful, awful
I don't know.
Movie.
By the way, we should say this is the same director as Ghosts Can't Do It, starring Donald Trump, Bo Derek, and a bunch of other people.
Better movie. Like, I would never naturally.
Easily a better movie.
And I don't know if we raised the question on that episode, so I have to raise it here just to be sure. John Derek, Hollywood's biggest cuck? Because this whole thing is like, watch, I'm going to watch my wife get watched and get fucked. She's getting watched.
Proudest cuckold. Because all of his movies are about him being cuckolded.
It's like fucking Chaucerian, man. It's crazy. The cuckoldery is insane.
Did you say it's like Toystorian?
Chaucerian.
Oh, okay.
As in Geoffrey Chaucer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. I thought you were talking about Woody.
No, the French Buzz. Huguenot.
Yeah, the Canterbury Tales, rotten with cuckoldery.
Oh, my goodness.
Rotten with it.
This movie.
I believe it's You Fucketh My Wifeth. Hey, You Fucketh My Wifeth? No, it's not that time.
I think it's just You Fucketh My Wife.
Just a guy in a big round hat.
While I watcheth. I mean, this movie is just her nude and him behind the camera being like, thousands, hundreds of people will see this. Oh.
But also her and Richard Harris, who's playing her father, is a constant thing. I don't know if you're my wife or my daughter.
Yeah.
Well, he has a constant thing.
And here's the thing with that, Chris Cabin. We are told they have not seen each other in years. He was quite the deadbeat dad. He don't care.
No.
In this dude's eyes, he doesn't even have a daughter.
That's a phenomenon that happens with siblings, actually.
What?
They
want to fuck?
They want to fuck.
Something like a phenomena.
If they don't.
Something like a phenomena.
Like if you find out you have a secret sibling, like a secret sister or something
really?
You never met. The for some reason, like, the people that meet each other later in life, like, oh, our dad was the same, they wind up either wanting to fuck horrifically or do fuck horrifically.
Am I smelling Todd Solondz script?
Yeah, totally. Am I smelling it here? Solondz.
What scientific journal did you read this in?
It was one of your classic British people let's look at freak documentaries.
Oh, okay.
Can we say on the air right now something that transpired while we were in Austin?
Please.
I think we could.
The new WHM obsession. This to paint you all a picture of the fucking hardcore Motley Crue-esque We Hate Movies tour life.
And hard work. The hard work we put into each show. Yep.
Cut to us at a bungalow in Austin watching Age Gap Lovers on Netflix.
Yeah, man.
Oh, thank you, England.
Steve, what is this? Describe it for the people.
I think it's a series that Britain puts out of, like, I think Mitchell and Webb had like a bit about this. Like, it's the sensitive freak show look. And like, it's a guy with an ass face. And it's like, this man has an ass for a face. And like, they have these kind of, these documentary series or some on swingers. This one happens to be on people who are much old, couples with a huge age gap between them.
Right. Like much like John Derek and Bo Derek.
Exactly. Yes, that's kind correct. Of all comes together.
It's very perfect. So, you know, our first night in Austin and kind of our first morning in Austin was spent watching Age Gap Lovers. So, you know, the fucking high-flying tour life of WHM, well, man.
It's good we did it, because it was good research for this movie. That's
true.
And getting into just grossed it. Like, it's...
I want you to look at my wife. Look at my wife's breasts.
But that's it's not even just cuckolding that way, but it's also like... Because Tarzan is so physically fit in this movie, and like so much of the movie is like enamored with his physique. It's like, oh, man, hey, Bo, he's so much better looking than me, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, so much. Oh, man. He's like, he's so hot and I'm not.
Hey, Bo, if Tarzan tries something with you, I'm cool with it.
And she's like, you know, his name's not Tarzan, right?
In the tradition of Ghosts Can't Do It, there's also a
tradition.
There's a double cuckolding.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, in Ghosts Can't Do It, it was his friend who wanted to marry her.
That's right.
And the dead husband.
That's right.
This one, it's fucking Richard Harris, her father, and this fucking nobody named Holt.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He is insisting on throwing at her.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Richard Harris is trying to give her away to him.
And they both want to hunt Tarzan and... So that they she won't fuck him.
And
that's essentially the plot.
Is Holt the one played by John Philip Law or whatever?
Yes.
Who? Yeah.
Who's the guy from Space Mutiny?
And
oh, really?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, really?
Mutiny. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he? He was also in Diabolik.
Oh,
Danger
really?
Diabolik, right? Yeah. Mario Bava.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he did a lot of Italian. I think Space Mutiny was probably Italian or some nonsense. This movie begins kind of, and I'm curious, like,
yeah.
This is 81. It kind of opens almost like a very pervy version of how the original Superman movie opens, with it's that kid in the comic book and we're telling a story.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bar bet you will lose every time, because like, how does Superman open? It's like, oh, we're on Krypton. It's like, no, no, no. There's this weird scene where a kid pulls out a comic book
starts
telling the story of Superman.
Fuck, I totally would have lost that.
Mm-hmm. I really thought you were about to say Superman somehow started with Bo Derek's feet.
Oh, I wish, man. This chick on Krypton's dangling and she don't even know it.
Oh, man, she's in mortal danger because her planet's going to explode.
Man, that's not all that's going to explode.
We should say, by the way, that this movie is so cool that at the open, we replaced that classic MGM lion roar with that fucking pre-recorded Tarzan. I think it's the same Tarzan roar from the Johnny Wertmuller, whatever
Weiss
that dude.
Weissmuller?
Weissmuller.
Johnny Weissmuller, I think.
The dude from like the 1930s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tarzan. I think it's
it
the
totally
same
is,
recording.
And that's all Tarzan's dialogue in this is all just that yell.
That's the cheaper one, right? If I just use the old one and not record the new one, that's the cheaper one, correct?
That's the craziest thing. Like, how do you make a Tarzan movie and not make a new one? Like, that would be the thing. Is like,
but it's so iconic to someone like John Derek. It's like, no one's going to know what it is unless you... No, that's the Tarzan roar.
But it's not a Tarzan movie. Like, it's cuckolding. That's the fucking center of
Chris
the movie.
Cabin. Chris Cabin, no. This movie is flipping the script, dude.
Okay.
This is a Jane movie.
Oh, right. Okay.
But it sounds like this movie, when the MGM thing happens, it's like Boomer and Roger in the morning. Like, it's a soundboard at that point. Like, you know what I mean? It's not actually a sound. So, but it starts with these two derelicts talking over the beginning of the movie incoherently. Like, I did hear this story about this sexy lady in Africa. Let me tell you a story.
Are these podcasters?
Kind of.
They're the first podcasters in like 1910.
As well, this is a riff track, so I'm going to riff on this one.
Welcome to Horny History.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's talk about Jane and Tarzan.
We do enough shows currently.
Yes.
Someone else feel free to start Horny History. Yeah, I'll totally watch it. Or listen to it.
No, making a video podcast.
Oh, my.
If it was a video podcast, I would totally watch it. Just not on the train.
I don't even know. Are these supposed to be Richard Harris's buddies back home?
I think, well, because we're telling the legend of, like,
Tarzan.
The white ape.
Got it.
Right? Which is also, these fucking idiots think that Tarzan is like an ape that's just white.
Yeah, that's cool. And it must be like World War One because they're like, it's an old tale. And the actual
it's set
story,
1910.
Yeah. So this, I mean, where are these people? I mean, they're just like a bunch of colonialists.
We
like,
don't see them. It's just them talking over fucking B-roll of goddamn the port.
Yeah, these are adventurers and explorers. Yeah. And those were people who were basically cast out of society, who then go get drunk and like survey.
Well, I kind of envisioned them as being part of like that club that the dudes from Lost City of Z are in.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
There's still one in New York called the Explorers Club. It's a thing. Like it's, you have to get invite only or something.
For millionaires, pretty much. Like millionaires who are like, we're so rich, we want to climb a mountain.
Eric. White millionaire.
Oh, correct. Yes, of course.
DJT2 is probably there a lot.
Oh, I bet. Well, he'll have even more time with his fucking hilarious divorce. Fuck you, buddy.
So it's just like, oh, so it's just sexy broad, right? Oh, let me set you to stage in a movie. And I'm like, can I just go somewhere else?
But that's the thing, right? This like hilarious, awesome explorer's tale is starting off with the origins of Jane.
Yes.
You get that Tarzan roar and the lion opening, and then guess what, everybody? Fucking 45 minutes till you see a fucking hair on Tarzan's head.
30 minutes till you even have an idea that he might come in this movie. Sorry.
You might be like, if you don't have it there though. You sway the focus away from the white people. If you just open on the shot, you might get a sense of what West Africa's like. You might get a sense of the community. Yeah, but maybe. No, it's got to be fucking Bo Derek's feet and these old fucking white dudes yammering on about nonsense.
I think that was the alternate title for this movie is Bo Derek's feet and a bunch of fucking white dudes yammering on about nonsense. Because that's literally all that happened.
The other name of this podcast.
So it's just like, it's her, and they kind of go over this whole little coda, we'll call it, I guess. It's her, she's like, gets on a boat, she pays these guys, and they're like, oh, she's really sexy, right? Like, how sexy is she? Draw sexy times a million.
It would be kind of great if they had like a different actress and the guy's like, tell me how sexy she is. And like the dude describes like the woman you see on screen and he's like, no, sexier. Then it like changes to a different woman. And then like she's like slightly more beautiful than the last. And it's like, no, sexier. And it's like, snap, Bo Derek.
Hit the airport scene from Private Parts where the breasts are just getting huger and huger.
And then suddenly it's just Laura Croft from The Game.
Oh,
like
God,
a big
with
pixel
her
breasts.
Fucking pyramid chest.
Yeah.
By the way, Bo Derek, there's no setup as to she knows these people. She literally just is on the dock like, hey, you two look like you
she
might
just
not
like
kill me.
She throws money at these African dudes. And also, she's taking like a rickshaw to get there is the idea, like to get down to the docks and whatnot. She doesn't pay those dudes anything.
Wow.
She just gets off that rickshaw, gets in the boat, and it's like, that's it. Wow. I don't know what's going on, man.
It's privilege. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know, dude. It's, she's being a piece of shit.
Oh.
So she gets on this boat, and these guys are still out in there, and she's just wearing a dress. Like, they're just mumbling.
Disembodied voices still.
never meet.
It's so unappealing.
It's just, there's not a wrinkled mouth to be found.
And it kind of culminates with these guys getting drunk, and they're about to obviously make a move on her, and she pulls out a gun, and she fires. Tarzan, the ape man.
Yeah, we do not get to see what happens. Obviously, one of them gets shot. It'd be cool to see some action of some kind.
Anything.
There are no action scenes in this movie. It's astounding.
There's implied action scenes.
Lots
and
of that.
It cuts away, and it's so frustrating.
And this is so... It's weird because this is 81, so like everything... Like, the look of this movie right down to the title card should be more 70s, but it actually feels more 80s because when it cuts to Tarzan the Ape Man, this terrible title card, there's this disgusting neon green all around it.
It made me realize what I want this movie to be. It's an 80s Tarzan movie. It's set in the 80s. It's like a businesswoman goes out to the jungle. She finds this thing. Now we got Tarzan in a suit walking down Madison Avenue to I'm Walking on Sunshine. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
dude,
this is the movie
fair,
I want.
That, to be fair, we kind of made that movie. It was called Encino Man.
Yeah.
Or we kind of just... Or Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, any of those movies. That's what I want. Call it whatever
Crocodile
you want.
Crocodile Dundee is the modern Tarzan.
Yes.
We're done. We don't need anything else.
Well, Tarzan has been relevant. Hasn't been relevant in what, 50 years? Are we talking exactly 50 years?
Well, there's still there's possibility of, you know, undiscovered niches where people are just living wild with AIDS.
I thought you were going to say there's a possibility of undiscovered Tarzan movies.
Hey, there definitely is. It's been 150. Yeah.
Check your attic if you have an old house.
But I haven't seen a good one.
No, like, that's
can't,
what I mean.
I can't attest to seeing a good Tarzan movie.
Even the Disney movie's not that good. It's fine.
Oh, the one with the Phil Collins music?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's fine.
I didn't see the 30s one either. Maybe I should have.
The 30 ones, it's fine, like as far as like an adventure picture, but there's nothing like distinct about
it's also
at all.
Called Tarzan the Ape Man. It's from 1932 with this dude Johnny Weissmuller, and that's like, that was this dude's claim to fame. But this Tarzan, from what I've been able to tell, and by the way, spoiler alert, I don't fucking care about Tarzan.
Sure.
But
you're not 191 years old.
But it sort of seems like it's a Django situation where it's like, we made that one Django movie in like the 70s or the late 60s, whenever that was, and then there was a bunch of like unlicensed Djangos. I feel like that's what this is. There's just all these
Franco Nero movies. Right?
Franco Nero, the original Django, not the QT movie. But then like, there's all these other Tarzan movies floating around out there, and I feel like if you look close, you might find something about Tarzan coming to Manhattan. I don't know that for sure, but don't you feel like this is, that's a franchise
that sounds like the 70s.
We've had Hercules in New York.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
So why not?
Jason came to Manhattan, man.
Everyone comes to Manhattan.
It's Tarzan. He's working in the ad. He's got an advertising job. He loses touch. He brings like a monkey to a meeting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to save the rainforest.
Wait, isn't this just Hot to Trot?
Any of these things. He's got a little cell phone. He's got a ponytail.
They put him on the bananas account.
The elephant comes to his office. He's like, yeah, we'll do lunch, babe. And the elephant's like, roar. You know what I mean? Like, it's sad because
they
used to be buddies.
Yeah, I like
you would need a lot of cocaine to make that movie.
I could get you some.
Okay. Okay.
By the way, the opening credits are happening. Like, it takes a while because they used to put credits on screen back then. And I don't know why. This is just stupid. I thought it was funny that this assistant camera credit is Wolfgang Dickman.
Yes, I noted that as well.
I did.
That's
not
the best
Wolfgang Dickman.
It's the best name.
Dude, you know that guy got fucking laid.
Yeah. It was probably fucking Brian De Palma. It's like, no, I am not being credited for this movie. Call me Wolfman Dickman. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it was one of those, call me, I don't even care. You might as well call me Wolfman Dickman. They were like, all right.
Going once, going twice, sold. Wolfman Dickman.
Also, very dark, but before the even before the credits fucking close, she's naked.
She's naked in the threat of rape.
Double.
Is everybody watching my wife's movie? She's in peril.
Well, to be fair, it's a little artistic here. She falls into the water wearing this white dress or whatever, and it's clearly, you could tell, it's going to be transparent.
Oh, of course,
but then
dude,
we
that's
got,
the
like,
move.
The sun is setting, so it's like a little dark. So the audience doesn't really get to see it, but Holt, adventurer, our intrepid adventurer, he sees everything.
Yeah.
And you could tell by the language of his body
that he's erect.
Well, no, but
he's getting
his, his face that he's like digging her.
Oh, I see.
By the way, Holt, he's like a bad clone of Franco Nero.
Yeah, he does kind
of
look like him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Weird.
One of the first experiments. We had the
before Streisand's dogs.
Yes,
there was Franco Nero.
There was Franco Nero. Before that, there were the boys from Brazil.
Oh, right,
of course.
I'll never forget them.
So Bo Derek charters this boat. She's like, you guys got to take me to this island. Mm-hmm. It's all very like hush hush or whatever. She does hilariously fall off the boat. A lot of people falling into water in this movie.
Yep,
it never quite gets entertaining. And so she gets to this island, and it's like they blow the horn or whatever, and we cut to
Richard Harris,
and he's like waking up. He's like sleeping on the beach with some lady.
Yeah.
Lady and a sheepdog just hanging out in this bungalow.
Oh, you mean Richard Harris's fucking hellhounds that he has in his movie?
Those
dude?
Things are huge.
They're massive, but they're also like old. There's these fucking old ass mangy dogs climbing mountains in this movie.
Note of import, he has named his lady friend Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because he doesn't want to just fuck Africa figuratively. He wants to fuck Africa literally.
Well,
because he's that kind of colonialist.
He didn't get to do it like his ancestors did.
Yeah,
like, they really got to do the shit.
Oh, yeah, really? He was like, I was born 200 years too late.
By the way, speaking of born too late, looking at Richard Harris in this movie specifically, it's just Jared Harris. It's like the fucking broom in Fantasia. Like, you cut that thing in half, and a little one popped up, and it was Jared Harris.
It is kind of nuts, man. He looks exactly like his father. Very strange.
You get those sometimes. It's creepy.
Are they attracted to each other?
Oh, maybe.
Well, what does your TV say? What's your TV tell you?
Well, I think they raised each other, so it's a little different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, there's some. I read some people, they like that, though.
Some people do like that.
It's called incense.
Incense?
Yes, it is. Is called incense.
You light it. Listen, that initial spark of attraction. You light it, and then, man, it smells. Once you're doing it,
well, yeah, you got to blow it. You got to blow it out,
yeah,
so that it starts smelling, stinking up your fucking house with the incense.
In other words, it has to cherry.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You want to get that cherry going. Really get her nice and hot before it pops.
This is all important.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. So she shows up.
Yeah.
And he's super excited to see her.
He's like screaming.
He's got all these people on his compound. I don't even know what's going on at this compound.
I'll tell you what. If this compound was left to its own devices, dude, no more than like 6 months after the events of this film, group suicide.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that'd be great. It kind of reminded me of like Cobra Verde with Klaus Kinski.
Really? Oh, sure.
I had more of a Fitzcarraldo vibe.
That
he's
too.
Trying to get the boat over the fucking mountain.
But the thing is, one of the worst lines of this movie, problematically, is they're all running out to see her, and it's all these kids, these African kids, that are running out, and he goes, go everyone, go my babies, go my beautiful black babies, and everyone's like, oh god, what am I watching? Oh shit, what am I watching?
It's this obnoxious piece of shit colonialist mentality where it's like, no, I love Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't, you white fuck.
Exactly.
Fuck you, dude.
Get out of that continent.
Oh my god.
Leave it alone.
They don't want you here.
You love it like a shotgun marriage. Just come on.
Also, what's great is, so he starts being a fucking creep like almost immediately. And, you know, she says something about like, well, he's like, blah, 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 my loving daughter. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You left when I was, you know, I wasn't even a year old, blah, blah, blah. And and you left me and my mother. And he's like, oh, yeah, and how is the old bird? And she's like, well, she's dead. And there was a great funeral, and fuck you. And it's so awesome because he feels terrible.
Yes.
All this piece of shit is instantly regretting all of his life choices.
And this is when he switches to wanting to kind of fuck his daughter because he's like, oh, she's gone. You look so much like her.
You're an Esbexstinger.
And this was, it's all her like, okay, mother's dead. I should go and meet my biological father. That's what this is really about.
Well, that's what the old men in the fucking, you know, lounge tell you at the beginning.
Three pints.
She never fucking, like.
Here's a question.
But you can't even tell because it's like, oh, no, I didn't order this. So anyway, this bird, right, she comes over. Well, I didn't have any.
The narration just has fucking wild restaurant sounds in it.
Where are these oysters from?
Mozzarella sticks, huh?
Yeah. I'll get there in a second.
Got a mozzarella order stick for Justin?
So there's a bird, right? She's coming over
double
from the other.
Double cheeseburger for Kevin. Oh, Kevin, your food is
Kevin,
ready.
Kevin, yeah, we also ordered a quesadilla. Where's the quesadilla?
Should we wait for Roger to come back from the bathroom, or should we keep going?
And here's
Kevin,
your
if you don't pick
blues
up your fucking cheeseburger, we're gonna eat it on you.
All right. Kevin,
could you men keep it down? Me and my daughter are eating.
Oh, your daughter's very nice. Or why is the restaurant person doing this?
There's too many threads going here, man, at this English Applebee's.
What would an English Applebee's be called?
In 1925.
It's got to be called Bangers.
Well, here's
sure
the thing. UK
Banger
listeners.
Bees, dude.
Banger Bees.
UK listeners, listen. I'm sure you have shitty restaurants, shitty chain restaurants. What is the UK equivalent of an Applebee's? If you don't know what an Applebee's is, good for you. You're already better than us.
Yes.
And does the UK have car side to go? That's a real question.
Right. It's basically, think of something like a McDonald's, but there's a waiter for some reason.
Now you have to tip in this scenario. Exactly. The McDonald's, it just takes a lot longer. He's like, he goes up to her, like they're having dinner in this tent. After she reveals that her mother is dead, he's like touching her face. He's like, "You're so fragile, so beautiful. You look so much like her. Oh my God,
close enough."
And she's like, "No." Like she has to like, kind of war. She's aware of it. She's not like a naive anything. She, you know, she's kind of tough and sweet, smart.
She warms to it eventually down kinda the road. Sort of, yeah, kind of like, sort of. Yeah, at first, she's got the shutters up.
Yeah, rightfully so.
So right from the get go, it's like, by the way. You found me, your long lost father. Just the day before I'm about to venture out into the jungle to try to track down this nefarious white ape, and I'm gonna stuff him and put him on the wall.
Isn't he trying to? Cause this was part was confusing to me, and the audio is really bad in this movie. Like, yeah, even the.
I rented it on Amazon. It's just shit.
He's trying to find
an elephant graveyard.
A place.
Ivory.
Oh.
That's what the beach is. When he goes to the beach, he loses his fucking mind.
Tarzan is just a bonus kill.
Yeah, it's like this.
Well, because he doesn't even know he's going to be. Like, because as we said, you don't fucking hear from Tarzan until 35 minutes in.
And when he looked at the Facebook event, Tarzan had only clicked interested. He didn't say yes or no.
Oh, I don't know if the fucking white ape is gonna be there. He just said interested. That's almost an instant no.
Yeah, I mean, some people say interested, they go very few, but more often than not.
Doesn't he know I have a menu to finish up for the event?
This is Tarzan without Tarzan.
It certainly is.
It takes forever, at least 50 minutes, I think.
And so much of this, you want to talk about fucking Herzog, man, this is like a gear up. Like, we're just going down the river as slow as possible.
I kind of think Richard Harris is good in this. I think Bo Derek is one of the worst actresses we've ever put
She's
on
awful. She's awful.
She is Capshawing through this whole fucking thing,
you
man.
You wish it was Kate Capshaw. You fucking wish.
I agree with that. Yes, you definitely do.
But
I
that's
am fucking
what the,
praying for Kate Capshaw, dude.
But that's like the worst parts of that performance is like what this all is.
Yeah.
There's like, no even, like, you don't
Kate
even
Capshaw
really...
is present. At the very least,
Capshaw can hit the high notes. There's, like, no emotion coming out of Bo Derek.
Nope, not
movie.
At all.
No, I mean, like, fucking Bo Derek makes Willie Scott look like the most excitable character ever to hit the cinema screens, man.
Because, Harris is doing this, like, you know, white man out on his own, off on a limb, kind of just gone mad kind of a thing.
Right, but also, like, we're not given any of what could have led to that. And
great
that's
point.
Kind of interesting. Like, you're just here. You've been searching for this, you know, graveyard, you know, because you want to pilfer all this fucking ivory and whatnot. Like, there's a story there about how this dude, like, it's a fucking...
You want a story? All right. Hey, Randy. Randy, come over here. He wants to hear an early part of the story. Whose round is it, by the way?
A couple more pints.
Randy, before you tell that great story, you better get your fucking fat ass over here and get these
done?
Mozzarella sticks.
Are you
Randy,
done
no,
with
Randy
these
knows
already?
The original part.
Randy, go get the mozzarella.
It's just, there's so much
there. A
couple
more pints, love.
It's kind of like a fucking... Colonel Kurtz situation, right? Like, and that should be the other thing also. Like, she gets to that island. He's not there.
Yes.
It's like, oh, motherfucker went off into the jungle like 3 weeks ago. We haven't seen him. Mm-hmm. She goes in with, what's this other dude's name? Phil?
Holt.
I will never guess the right
name. Doug. There is a moment where she sees Holt.
Doug.
That'd
be a good one.
God, I can't remember. John Philip Holt, right?
Yes.
And he said, not he said,
wait,
he
Philip Baker Hall's in this
no,
movie?
No, John Philip Law.
Oh.
Yes. And he, Steve, check that for me.
John Wilkes Booth? he was an actor, man.
He was.
John Wilkes Booth in Star Wars.
No, I'm telling this story. So John Wilkes Booth, right? He's right there.
Nachos for John Wilkes Booth?
He played Greedo, man. Anyway, Holt,
John Philip Law, you are correct.
Yes,
all right.
There's like a mad elephant on this property before they go out on this voyage, and he's able to tame it.
Oh, right.
Just without brute force.
Yeah, he's just singing to it like a drunkard.
And it, you know, Jane like sees that as it's like it's kind of sexy.
Yeah,
like,
that it's like, ooh, maybe I will fuck my dad.
Well, because that is something
on the table.
this is Holt, not but the
that,
father. But yeah.
That is something Tarzan would do.
Exactly.
That was, that's what he has a, what I'm ability
saying,
for.
What I'm saying is this dude is buttering Tarzan's bread, right? Like, this is getting, it's like, she sees the, anyway, this is something that she'll see later in Tarzan.
Yeah,
yes. Oh, I see.
She's got a thing for that kind of thing.
Because all the other men in her life so far have been bawdy Brits shooting things, and these dudes that tried to rape her.
Yes, that's a good point. So she go, they go out, and like it's like, oh, we're gonna go find this place. It takes a very long time. There's a rock we need to ascend.
Yeah, which, they gotta climb a mountain.
Have you ever thought of going around it?
Yeah, seriously. They fucking lose a man on this part of the journey, yes. And it's hilarious. Like, you see them, dude, by the way, one by one, slowly trying to climb up.
And John Derek is a genius director, because every time somebody goes up, they show the rope get a little bit thinner.
Oh my God, I swear a few times they just recycled the same shot.
Yes.
Well, no, it's not thin quite yet. There's still 15 more men and a donkey to go.
And you know, they all like climb up here, and then this last dude, and the rope breaks, and this dude falls to his death, which then fucking what's his name, Mr. Harris here,
yeah, whatever, Parker.
James Parker, yes, his character's name, just yells out to this dude or the heavens, I don't know. He goes, "Why did you do that? Why?"
I think he's talking to God.
Yes.
Like, oh. God is the one who cut the rope.
Oh, I see.
It had nothing to do with the friction of it against and rock.
The sharp stone that they put it on.
No, it's just about the villainy of the Lord. This guy has renounced the Lord a long time ago.
It's always the fault of the only person who's more powerful than him.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, I know about John Derek, this would be a problem, and it would facilitate black people talking, which we don't like in this movie at all. No. But like, make these guys characters. Who's on this journey? You know what I mean? Like, when that guy dies, it's like, it should be like, oh shit, that's Jerry or whatever this guy's
name. Dude, there's so many unnamed people on this mission. It's crazy.
I feel like you're asking for a lot there, though.
I guess
because
the doll
Jane's
order.
Not a character.
Yeah,
like her whole.
But she talks and does things,
and she's got tits.
That's
this
the
movie
thing.
Loves boobs.
That's a good
this
point.
This movie show boob.
Her talking really doesn't amount to much. It's just kind of like airtime to fill.
Well, because Bo Derek is fucking terrible, dude. I am sorry. She's terrible. The only
I think
time
she figured it out in Tommy Boy.
That's I was just about to say. The only time I think she figured it out was in Tommy Boy. Like, her performance as Tommy Boy, it's exactly what you want it to be. Mm-hmm. Also, the star of that film is Chris Farley, and the co-star is David Spade. Mm-hmm. She is way down. She is sub Rob Lowe on that list.
She's got like 8 scenes tops. You can handle 8
I think you're being
scenes.
Generous, Chris Cabin. 8 scenes?
I'm maybe the deleted scenes.
I'd keep it a solid 4.
4.
Deleted scenes of Tommy Boy? What are you talking about?
Yeah, they didn't cut anything.
Tommy Boy was perfect.
Another round of pints. We're talking Tommy Boy.
How many scenes are there in Tommy Boy, right?
Hey, don't start telling that Dan Aykroyd story until I get out there.
All right, I got a good one. Can we get some extra salsa, please?
Extra salsa.
Yeah. I always got sad when Brian Dennehy died. Oh, dude, by the way, to die at your own wedding reception, that is hard.
But yeah, I think they should have nullified that wedding for sure.
Yeah.
But,
hey, fingers crossed, Steve.
Actually,
you're totally right. That wedding, that marriage, like, would not exist.
Oh,
yeah,
wait, fingers crossed for what? Oh, me dying at my wedding?
Oh, you got a fucking wedding reception coming up.
That's
man.
True.
I'm just saying. I hope you make it through.
Well, that's the thing is, I'm not going to do any fucking James Brown at my wedding. You know, that's the move. I know I'm too big for James Brown. There are certain people.
Too big for James
that's
Brown.
That's your Netflix half hour.
And no, I mean physically.
And don't, whatever you do, don't bring your fat, dumb son up.
Oh, man, I can't bring up Rudy. Rudy Sanek, my 40-year-old son.
So, he's the only Rudy that can fail.
Andrew, about 10 minutes ago, your boob theory like made me realize something about this movie.
Oh, sure.
This movie is the audience is Tarzan. We are experiencing the utter boredom of living in the absolute wild. And then when we see boobs on screen, which is what it's sold for to the Tarzan-esque crowds that only care about that,
yeah,
they see it and they go wild. They go in fact, ape shit.
Well, you know what? That was what I was thinking was the first half of the movie is essentially National Geographic.
Sure.
The second half is essentially National Geographic for lunatics and horny people.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was just regular National Geographic.
He's got you there, Chris.
It's the perverts.
So we make base camp on this mountain, and this is when we first hear the Tarzan roar with just the same exact sound effect. Just played again.
It's just, dude, again. It is the morning zoo.
It probably had a tape recorder there.
Yeah,
it wasn't even in post.
It's Tarzan and the Ape Man in the morning. I'm Tarzan. This is the Ape Man.
Ook, man, ook. To be the Ape Man of that morning duo.
The fact that
stinks.
There would be a Tarzan dude and an Ape Man dude.
Yep.
I love it.
But yeah, I mean, and like this is when Richard Harris kind of gets into the lore of Tarzan. Like everyone worships him as a god. They think he's an ape, but some people say he's a man, and he's either 10 feet or 100 feet.
Some people say he's an ape, and some people say he's a man. This is like the Tarzan sitcom you could have done in the '80s, too.
Oh man, that'd be great.
He's Tarzan, the businessman.
Oh yeah, like you get
hey,
any
Tarzan, mow your lawn.
You get any Saturday Night Live reject on that one?
Oh,
you
know what
sure.
I mean? Like,
isn't that awfully close to that Talking Neanderthal show, though?
Oh, right.
Wait, what
the,
was that?
Geico Caveman show.
That shit should have been fucking...
Oh, you should have got Kevin Nealon to do it, because Kevin Nealon did do Tarzan and Saturday Night Live, right?
Oh, wow.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Ook, ook.
Ook, ook. But, so you're telling this story, and all of his team gets, like... afraid of what's going on, right? They're like, they freak out and they start to leave. And he goes to Africa. He's like, Africa, tell these guys to fart in their fucking balls, all right? And like, she's like, okay, I'm sort of a character in this movie.
That's generous, but okay.
Yeah. And like, so we kind of continue on this journey. When did the painted people start to pop up?
Well,
as a
the Blue Man Group?
Well, here's what happens. We reach. As the fix would say, we reach the beach.
Oh, yeah, right? the nude swim, right?
And so there's she's immediately like, I have to go nude swimming.
Sure.
And you're like, okay.
He casts everyone out. He's like, yeah, my daughter is going to take a naked bath in the ocean.
Yeah, they find paradise, right. And all these guys are like, oh, my God, a fucking spring. Oh, he's like, no. White lady first.
She's got to swim nude in the ocean, man.
And
so
now
she's
the
just
audience goes, ook, ook.
Right, yeah. Dude. And she's like, la, 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 swimming, right?
Talking to Tommy Weiss. Speaking of no one's looking.
Yeah, totally. Right now. And my favorite character in this movie arrives, dude, and it is this lion. This lion comes up, and she's like freaking out, and she has to run back into the ocean.
You think he goes up to catcall her or what?
No, I think this dude's going because he's a cat.
That's a good one, Steve.
No, yeah. I got it and moved on.
I found it in Eric's garbage this morning. I was like, I'm gonna tell that joke.
You know, just dust it off, Steve. Here you go.
Take my cat calling joke. It's about a lion. It'll kill.
You threw this all away with the napkin?
You got a big cat in this movie. Come on, take it.
Oh, that joke wasn't in the garbage. It was on the garbage.
There was a hot dog in here.
I hardly took a bite.
No, but this lion is great because he has no fucking idea what's going on. He's just coming up like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, and freaks out. And then Tarzan comes into the situation. Mm-hmm. This is our 45-minute Tarzan mark. He comes up and starts like trying to protect her. You see this lion actor, actually fucking go after this dude
and like terrifying.
Paw at him? Yeah, I thought I was watching Roar.
Dude, that movie will fill you with anxiety like no other movie ever.
Absolutely. When you're like, not laughing.
You're laughing, but there's so many lions in every given scene. You're like, why would anyone subject themselves?
Why are there so many lions?
Because it's like, oh, you know, it's a movie. What's the worst that could happen to me? You could get fucking killed,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely. Well, there's also a giant snake later, which I don't know why anyone agreed to do this.
Yep. Nope.
Oh, you mean Ken Jacobs Tarzan?
We'll
Jesus
get to
fucking
that.
Christ.
Also, though, I got to tell you, man, this lion's gigantic lion testicles, right for everybody to see. Just filming right up at this lion.
You said Tarzan taint later. This is where I first saw the taint.
Oh
no, you got an earlier Tarzan taint than I did?
He's bent over for quite a while, and it's not like that thing's covering anything.
We should have done this minute by minute.
We should do minute by minute, but we actually, speaking of the first minute of the movie, the first couple minutes.
So it'd be almost a year until we got to Tarzan, by the way.
Oh God, what a fucking grim existence. You see side cock of Richard Harris.
Oh,
wait, what? In the beginning of this movie.
Yeah.
I gotta go. No. Screw minute by minute. We're doing frame by frame.
No, it's like him when she's first coming to the island. He's just got his dick out a little bit.
Dude, do you see his like pith helmet? Or he's an explorer. Is he got a pith helmet? Or
And you also get a lot of his underass.
Yeah, a lot of underass. But like he's like, oh, let me take a quick bath for my daughter, and his dick is just hanging out there.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, dude, that's where I looked.
That is fantastic.
It's all right.
We might as well have that.
So, like, Tarzan saves Jane after some, like, screaming. She's screaming at Tarzan and the lion.
There is a bit of production note about this. So, like, I think later in the movie...
They got the lion drunk?
No, the lion was apparently very protective of Bo Derek. Uh-huh. So I think at one point when, like, Tarzan lunges at her, the lion, who everyone thought was in a cage, was not in a cage and ran after Tarzan.
Oh, shit.
The trainer caught it and, like, brought it away. But that's why you don't fuck with animals on movies, man. And especially the monkeys in this movie, the apes are right there, like crawling all over these people.
This is why everything's CGI. Like nowadays, every animal would have been played by Andy Serkis.
Yeah, dude, totally. Like in that one movie I saw with Anthony Hopkins and his CGI dick almost.
Hannibal?
No, what was that thing?
I'm having
Beowulf.
Some dick for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, isn't that Ray Winstone?
Anthony Hopkins is in that.
Oh,
as well.
Really? Anthony Hopkins is in that Beowulf movie.
Good luck getting me to remember that movie.
No,
man.
I know.
Beowulf's dad, I believe.
Dude, here's how terrible that movie is. I saw
Daddy Wolf.
I saw Beowulf 3D IMAX at a fucking resort in Atlantic City. That is where you see Beowulf 3D.
I think that's a stay tuned, probably.
Could be.
For the fucking digital cock alone, there's almost CGI wiener in that movie.
But what the CGI, because the Legend of Tarzan movie that came out, was it last year or the year
last
before?
Last year with Alexander Sarsgaard,
right? It was fucking horrible.
2016,
was it?
Yeah.
Wasn't Samuel Jackson in that movie?
He is in it. And it's all CGI animals.
What are we doing, though?
It's stupid. It's awful.
How long do I have to wait for Tarzan in that movie?
Not long at all. He's there pretty early.
Well, you know what? It's already got a leg up on this movie.
Although, Tarzan garb, you got to wait like 25, 30 minutes.
Oh, he's
got to
find... But that's...
About him going back?
Yes.
Guys, speaking of CGI animals, we do eventually get... Well, it's not a CGI animal, but it could have been, because I thought Caesar was showing up. When there's an ape... riding an elephant at one point in this movie.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was so awesome. Highlight of the movie. I'm sure they were both mercilessly tortured to get this shot. But an ape is riding an elephant a fucking horse.
John Derek knows how to cut corners.
How many elephants do you think bit it during this movie?
Seven?
Totally, at least, yeah.
No less than lucky seven.
And that's an ivory stapler and stapled this ape to the back of this elephant.
John Derek's like, look, give me the money for the movie. Two things. You'll see my wife's tits. It'll be awesome. And worst case scenario, we'll pay you back with all the ivory we're going to get when these elephants cook it.
You know, when the circus tortures those things to death, it's not always to death. We could get some of the used elephants.
Oh, my God.
The broken down kind. Yeah, it's still good.
I just need him for one shot. Just one shot, Max.
After that...
Can he stand for 40 seconds?
Yeah, after that, I just give him the old Thomas Edison. I hook up these electrodes. There you go. You don't have to feed them no more.
And then you sell the ivory to the ivy people. You'll make money with this move.
Hand over hoof. Elephant hoof.
So Tarzan gets scared away by Richard Harris and Holt. They come out with guns.
Right.
He runs away. I think at this point, the painted tribe steals Africa. Which is Richard Harris's wife.
Correct.
Wife, it's very generous.
Hostage.
Thank you. That's
sexual hostage.
That's what I was looking for.
Property.
Yes. And they take her. He freaks out about that. They think it's Tarzan that did it. He's like, oh, it's that white ape, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to kill that white ape. And at this point, 30 seconds later, she gets kidnapped by Tarzan, right?
It's hilarious what happens here. So she goes into the river to kind of like bathe a little bit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because that t-shirt dried out, which is the problem. You got to get that thing soaked again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Richard Harris says to, what's this guy's name? Oh. Jeff? Oh, what? Holt?
Holt.
Holt. Yes. And he's like, all right, Holt, Now, you watch after my daughter. We're going to walk ahead, but she's got to get that T-shirt soaked because I started not seeing nipple, and that was a real problem. So she goes down to the riverbed, and she's bathing, and then Halt is not paying attention. She somehow manages to fall in this river.
Yeah.
No. Tarzan grabs her and brings her underwater.
Oh, yeah. I thought she fucking fell in.
No, it's like a spy passing like a speeding bus. He just vanishes.
Whoa.
Dude, I didn't even see it. I swear to God, I didn't see it.
This is a movie that begs not to be watched. If like your dog or something runs by, you're moving your eyes.
Yeah, I was like, look, a blue car. Like, there it goes.
And by the way, she doesn't scream. Like
she's underwater, Chris Cabin.
Well,
no,
she's got a minute there when a big hulking thing comes and takes her.
Yeah, and he grabs her and brings her back to his area. And at this point, this is when the snake pops up.
This
right?
is around the snake. This There's something. She's like firing a rifle in the woods for them to hear her. That doesn't work out.
And the snake grabs her, and this huge snake grabs her. And like, if you're the producer of this, a producer of this movie, like, all right, you know, it's, you know, the first 80 pages of the script are really sparse, but at least on page 81, there's that big snake battle. You know what? You know what, John? Show me the dailies of the snake battle. And like, this is such a disaster. Nothing happens. Like, it's, you've been sitting there like, okay, at least now Tarzan's going to fight a thing.
The battle is terrible, but the thing constricting around Bo Derek, I was getting afraid.
Yeah, I thought it was fake, though.
It's Ninja Scroll, is it dude. Fake? This is for somebody's pleasure.
This is a big,
I saw a floppy head. I think it's...
Is it fake? Because I was uncomfortable. I was dancing around like, oh my god, look at this thing.
I mean, I will say it looks very impressive.
Yeah.
And if you were to say to me like, oh, that was a real snake, I'd totally buy it. But how?
Well, that's how.
You got snake guy.
This is John Derek's power as a filmmaker.
Uh huh.
He takes a fucking
throwing
piece,
the F word around
a piece of shit, fucking, you know, sock puppet snake.
Uh huh.
And you just fucking throw all the slow mo and dissolves at it that you fucking can.
Yeah.
And you somewhat, maybe, possibly, though he goes on for 3 minutes. You make it maybe look like something.
Sure. It's either that or see. I was thinking. He doesn't care about his wife that much.
Yeah.
I mean, she's pretty and all, but he'll get another one.
But it's not even his wife yet. I mean, it's just...
Wait, what? Really? I thought they...
Oh, what? John Derek. Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about Tarzan.
No, he's talking about the Dereks.
And I believe he married her and she's like 17 or some shit. Speaking of an age gap.
Right, didn't they like...
Cool. 16, no.
They 16. Fled to Germany so they would avoid prosecution.
Yeah. Let's get married. So, but that's the thing. So it constricts and then Tarzan comes to save her. You're like, yes, it's the big moment. But like Chris said, like, it's like they go in the Black Lodge. Like, everything gets trippy and weird.
We're just like dissolve on top of dissolve on top of another dissolve and another dissolve.
And you don't even see what's happening. You just see Tarzan kind of like splashing in the water with the snake.
You're actually moving into the avant-garde here.
Yes,
you absolutely are.
You could have, when Film Forum was just a classroom, you could have played this here.
Absolutely. And Chris Cabin mentioned Ken Jacobs. Look up that dude's work. You'll know exactly what he's talking about. Also,
or
follow him on Twitter.
Whatever.
I mean, fucking any of those guys, man. But also, like, clearly, this is meant to be slightly erotic.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah.
This fucking big slithering thing around my wife.
Oh, my God. Could you guys imagine if, like, a penis was 50 feet long and could just, like, wrap it? It wouldn't even, it can't, penetrating is out of the question.
No,
it's
but then that's
wrapping
hilarious.
And rubbing, wrapping when, and rubbing.
When we get Jane out of the picture and then it's just Tarzan v. Snake, then it becomes like a Kenneth Anger film.
Yes.
Oh.
Right? Because then it's just, what happened? Happened if a buff guy was getting snaked.
That's true.
Oh, all right, you can wrap that one up, love. Yeah, that's good. The snake was huge, right? It was huge, veiny, and thick. And
Doug, did you want those mozzarella sticks wrapped up?
Yeah, you could do the whole thing just to make sure I got it all.
Get the shame order ready for next week's recording session for Horny History. We would do it here in the pub every Thursday.
Someone start that. We will appear
Not
on Horny History.
Come on, appear on Horny History. What's the matter with you?
Steve, they're doing Eva Braun.
Well, all right. But yeah, so he's just wrestling this snake. And yeah, it is pretty sexy for everybody in the audience.
Just takes fucking forever. I think 3 minutes is being generous, Chris Cabin. It felt like 5-6
but
minutes.
But it should be a thing where he fights it and things happen.
That's why I think it's fake, though. Because it's like, how do we make this look like anything?
This
just
is
wrestling
why I thought
in
it
slow
was
motion.
Real, because it's like, you can't fight a fucking snake. Are you fucking crazy? It'll fall into the water with you. We got to call cut and run.
And as if this movie was getting way too exciting, which it was, Tarzan gets bit by this snake and has to go to sleep for a really long time.
Yes.
And so what happens here is he battles off this snake. He does have some wounds, like Steve mentioned. He gets Jane on his back and runs into the forest, and they get to like his little safe area, and he passes out. And this is where there is some supreme grade A prime cut Tarzan taint.
Oh, really?
Because he falls over like, I'm so tired. And his ass goes up in the air, and that taint is just there.
Did you get to see his balls at all?
No balls. Not that I could spot.
That's when you have to do the frame by frame.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's there.
It was real blink and you missed.
He wasn't wearing cargo shorts, so you couldn't see his balls.
It wasn't storm chasing.
I missed.
Tarzan storm.
Listen, I feel terrible because I missed the ball. I mean, I missed the taint. And now I wish there were balls.
You missed fucking Richard Harris's side dick, man.
God damn it. I miss all the good parts.
You missed them.
Now you have to watch all 115 minutes again.
Yes, I'll watch this again.
For balls.
So this is the most impressive stunt in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Is when he passes out, this elephant comes up and scoops him up.
Totally. Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
This is the one with Caesar on it.
Yeah, Caesar is riding this elephant, and it was just like, this is the one human we can trust.
It will truly be a planet of taints. Oh, that taint disease turned everyone into taints.
What's great, too?
That taint disease took my son.
Oh, no, I'm turning into a taint. The end of the movie is me, Woody Harrelson, turning into a taint.
Maniacs! We're all taints!
I'm shooting these guys in the dick before they turn into taints. It's the most humane thing we could do right now.
It's snowing. Now I'm a sad taint.
Oh, man. And James Franco started that whole taint disease. He doesn't even know it.
That checks out.
He's long in the ground.
Yeah, I wish those movies told you what happened to him.
He's definitely dead. I'm
no,
sorry.
I know, fucking but James I wish Franco's they told dead. You.
Yeah, they showed it.
Gary Oldman's also fucking in the ground. I don't know. Do they show Gary Oldman getting fucking
Which
wrecked?
One is Gary Oldman? In?
The second one.
Is
He's
he?
The main villain in the second movie.
That sounds familiar. That sounds familiar. For a second, I was like, you mean John Lithgow, buddy. But yeah, no, I think you're
Note
right.
to self, lay off the pipe.
I kind of don't remember that one
Note
either.
Note to self, go ape. Watch
go
those
taint.
Movies again, man.
What's awesome, by the way, when this elephant picks up Tarzan and takes him into like their fucking Fortress of Solitude or whatever, all the other like animals that he's buds with go with, and Bo Derek is left hanging out, and she's like, well, I guess I'll follow this strange feral man and a bunch of wild animals into this jungle.
We talked
whatever you say, Mr. Elephant.
We talked about the dissolve-a-thon taking like 3 to 5 minutes. And like, that's like everything. That scene with the lion at the thing, like she keeps on going in and out of the waves.
Oh, yeah.
And in this case, when the taint is on, fully out there.
Yeah, full displayed taint.
You taint's on fire.
My taint is on fire.
This taint is on fire.
Oh, man, venereal disease.
Seriously, get some cream for that
it's
shit.
It's Lindsey Vonn sloping down the slopes. This taint is on fire.
And just cutting to Alicia Keys singing those words. That would just be beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But, like, in this scene, like, she's just, like, trying to decide if she's going to look at his dick or not.
Yeah. That's the best scene in the movie.
Touching it.
No, this is disgusting. It's so much more disgusting though when you work in the fucking brilliant screenplay here, because this is happening and she's first of all she's talking to an ape and she's like, "Excuse me, Mr. Ape. I've never been with a man before. I've never touched a man. I guess I'm going to touch a man now. Oh, this feels kind of good." And then she's like, "That's right, Dad. You didn't believe me, but I'm a virgin. And I'm still a virgin. And now I'm touching taint in the jungle. And fuck you."
And Richard Harris is like, "I don't know, man. What?"
That thank you, because I didn't recall any convo about, like, "Were you fucking yet?"
Well, there was this thing where in between when she meets Tarzan and when Richard and when she gets kidnapped, Richard Harris is like, that ape wants one thing from you.
Right.
He's like, you know what that is.
The same thing I want.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, we're doing a bad Richard Harris. But, yeah.
He keeps saying, I'll have that ape son of a bitch's head, like, over and over and over again.
Because now, we're cutting back to Richard Harris's part of this movie. It's just him, Holt, and this whole team. And now both Africa and her are kidnapped. And they're just kind of trying to find Tarzan. They do this thing where, like, they have unlimited, they put in the fucking cheat code for unlimited bullets, apparently.
Oh,
like,
yeah. We're going to fire our rifles off every 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, that's like, you know, you hear the one and then you fire off.
Yeah, so we all know.
We all know everybody's alive because we're splitting up in the jungle. Great idea.
That's like in the Bronx when you're trying to find your friends. You go, yo, yo! And they go, yo!
That's right, dude.
That's what you do on the street. But like, so he's asleep and she's like grabbing his balls.
I've never touched a man before. It's nice.
And she's next to this monkey, man. That would freak me the fuck out. Monkeys have that switch. It's that fucking, it's I'm going to rip your face
yes,
off.
Yes, dude, it's the face-eating switch.
And you don't know when it's going to happen.
That's right.
Well, I'm not being alone with a monkey.
I'm not going to, we'll get to the end credits, but the monkeys get a little bit more than
yeah,
just
that's a bit gross. So he wakes up, and like, it takes forever.
This movie sucks.
It's not even a will, it's just the won't they. Like, right. There's no will they won't.
Right.
He wakes up and, like, he's kind of aggressive.
Yeah, he freaks out. The third in a series of, like, nine classic Tarzan freakouts in this movie.
Apparently, the guy who was supposed to play Tarzan was either injured or quit. And then this guy, Miles O'Keefe, was the stunt double.
Yeah, the rumor was the dude who played Tarzan got fired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't know how much truth there is.
Was his acting not up to par?
I mean, come on. I mean, Tarzan looks fantastic. I mean,
this guy's an Adonis. He's an Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if that's the case, because, this motherfucker doesn't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And don't start talking about, like, acting with your eyes. Fuck you. This is Tarzan the Ape Man we're talking about. Just hire that stunt double.
Yeah.
Immediately hire that stunt double. He's gorgeous. He could be fucking stupid as sin. It doesn't even matter. He doesn't have to say anything.
That's part of the part.
Well, you should have got
Tarzan's not smart.
You should have got Hollywood's greatest mime, Doug Jones, to play Tarzan. Then you're acting with your eyes.
Well, how old was he at the time?
Like 9. He was probably 6'3" at that point.
Let's do it, John.
And that little would be awesome. Dougie Jones stars there.
All right, so now a baby's having sex with my wife.
And she's going to the baby's going to grope my wife's breasts.
This is the part where we see the baby's taint.
She's like teaching him how to smile like it's Hook a little bit, you
That's
know?
That's pretty
she's,
dumb. Yeah.
She's doing that and then he does that to her and she's like he doesn't talk, so she's just talking over him, kind of having a conversation to herself, and says a bunch of weird shit to this dude. Because it's fun, because he doesn't know what words are. Because she's just like, oh, you know, I'm a virgin. You've got to be a virgin. You'd have to be a virgin.
Oh, that's right.
I'm also going to...
like the idea of Tarzan having an ex-girlfriend. Like, it's all this, but just, oh, man.
Oh, no, here comes Crystal. Ook.
Hey, Tarzan, you still owe me from Friday night, you piece of shit.
Ook.
Yeah, more drinks, love. We're talking about Tarzan's ex-birds.
This monkey steak went cold, you son of a bitch! I want you to know that you have a whore living in your treehouse! Tarzan 6B!
We needed those bananas! I'm sorry!
6B, by the way, for 6 banana. He lives on the branch with 6 bananas.
I love that idea of Tarzan's girlfriend threw out 6 bananas. Oh, this movie's so fucking stupid.
Dear Christ.
Picking up all the peels.
Also, just a rule of thumb. Don't try to have sex with somebody you have to teach to smile.
Yeah, that's
just a general
rule.
If you
have to teach someone basic human emotion, you are raping them.
Yep.
Welcome back to Chris Cabin's Love Tips.
Shut up, Dr. Drew.
So, like, they're about to kiss? Is that what's happening?
Well, this is what's weird, is Tarzan climbs up into, like, this little tree fort.
Oh, this is what he starts grabbing her breasts.
Well, Tarzan pulls her up and whatnot, and then she passes out, and then Tarzan decides he's going to make a move.
Oh, right.
And it's like, hey, Tarzan, she's asleep.
Well, she's awake when the first grope happens. When, like, she's on her, and she's like, oh, my. Yeah. Oh my. Yeah. Oh my.
Well, because you can see, and it's so dumb, but you can see like Tarzan's like, you know, squeezing a breast.
Yeah.
And the look that this actor is supposed to be conveying is like, you've got these, but I don't. Yeah. As if like he doesn't even know what a woman is. But again, there are human beings on this island. Tarzan knows what boobs are.
He should know what boobs are. He yeah. should know what, I mean, think. Like, we don't know that, but he should. Like, there are, there's this other tribe, like, 5 minutes away.
Yeah, exactly. There's another tribe not far away.
Granted, he's, like, raided their area and, like, stolen shit from them, probably.
Of course, he probably steals people every week.
And eats them.
But probably.
That's the thing. The character, whole point in Tarzan in this movie is that he's a hot fucking beefcake.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else to him.
Then let that beefcake fuck.
One of the weirdest lines she has.
Not till the end, you son of a bitch.
Which is interesting. She's like, you're prettier than any girl I know.
Yes.
That's a weird one.
That's right. Well, Tarzan, you know.
Well, you know, on that
aside
one.
Aside from not having breasts, he's got feminine qualities.
On that one, I agree with Jane.
He's
a pretty boy, you know? He's not like, oh, yeah, another beer, love.
Yeah, he's not like the four of us in this room.
I think that... I feel like John Derek was like furiously masturbating and writing things out. Yes. Writing things out for Bo Derek to read.
Yeah.
No, to read
oh,
off.
God.
Not with his cum, right, Chris. I'm going to put a pin in
listen,
that.
No, he took out his pen 15.
Oh, man.
And, scribbled out some cum.
But
man.
He's just like, say that he's prettier than any girl you know.
You know what's a particular...
Shit!
Yeah, it's a particularly stupid part of this movie.
Oh, which one?
While this is going on, where Jane is being molested in a tree for it, we cut to the beach really quick to see Richard Harris beating up a bonfire.
Oh, well, because
do you remember this shot?
It's so stupid because he's like, I've got an idea. That's it. We'll get a fire going. That's what we'll do. Halt, build a fire.
Right. As soon as this fire is lit, she will see it and come back to the base camp.
Yes.
And that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because she's with Tarzan and she's ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And it just cuts back and he's frustrated that his plan didn't work. And he takes a log and he's like beating this damn you, bonfire.
This is a bad idea, Richard Harris.
I would have just loved if his fucking tattered shirt caught a flame.
So the end of this movie, sort of, or like the beginning of the end of this movie, is like, so all three, there's three groups. It's Richard Harris, Holt's group, and this other guy's group are all going to split up and try and find Jane. They're going to go three different directions, fire guns every 15 minutes to find each other. And as they're doing this, the tribe raids the first group.
The African character
who doesn't have any dialogue. Yeah,
Ivory King. He's credited as.
Is that right?
Yeah,
oh, Ivory King. Him. Well, yeah. So it's the group with no white people in it that gets fucking decimated first.
They get killed. And cutting back to Tarzan and Jane, she gets away from Tarzan. Oh, no, that's right. Like, Richard Harris finds her.
They sort of meet up real quick, and then just as soon as they meet up, there is yet another kidnapping.
Well, because Holt and Richard Harris are trying to shoot Tarzan down.
Right.
And she's like, no, don't do that. And while she's doing, no, don't do that, she's getting kidnapped.
Oh, that's right. These other native folk, come out of the woods and, snatch
the
her
Blue
real
Man
quickly.
Group. Yeah.
And I describe them that as such, because I'm assuming this is not accurate.
Well, they don't even bring out the paint and cans to fucking bash on, so I don't even know what the...
You know, I saw them live in 2002, not bad.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Did you see them at that East Village Theater? Oh, that's
no,
Stump.
I didn't.
Never mind.
But they also have a theater somewhere.
They do,
no,
yeah. It's actually not the one I was thinking of.
No, it was the one and only time I saw David Bowie in concert. And it was at a festival, and they were the 2 p.m. slot.
Oh.
And Bowie was 8 or 9, but big bullshit about that is Moby was the headliner.
Oh,
David
what?
Bowie opened for Moby.
That sucks.
I want to retroactively burn down the amphitheater.
That's not a bad idea, dude.
Hey, do that Born Identity song, I guess.
It was
I'm at a
lot
Moby
of that.
Concert.
I'll it tell you what, though. I recently, the vinyl club that I'm a part of, Moby's Play album
was
the pick of the month.
Oh, yeah?
That record is fucking awesome.
Okay.
He was actually not that bad live. He was very energetic on stage, which I did not predict.
I saw him at Siena College. He was great.
Wasn't there, what's the crazy thing with Moby where he's like, oh, I have all this secret government information that nobody knows about?
about?
He's been saying shit like that for years. This is news to
me. I think every electronic artist says that.
That's probably true.
When you're on the fringe for so long, you know, you just get out there.
Also, another
Burial and Aphex Twin are just got secrets.
Oh, Aphex Twin knows some shit.
I don't want to know what they know.
Yeah, dude, you see those album covers? I don't want inside that head. Yeah. So there's a great there's a next morning situation where Tarzan climbs down the tree,
yeah,
and he starts like taking a bath in the river.
He's like, "Oh man,
she slept over, man." And she goes down, takes a bath with him and whatnot. And then they're just kind of hanging out for a little bit on the bank of the river, and she's like, she says something. She's like, "Hey, Dad, I'm still a virgin." Like she brings it up again, and then, man. This may be the most egregious part of this movie. She starts sexily eating a banana.
Yeah. All right, this is the problem. And the sexy banana is a big problem.
Yeah.
She does all this, like, I've got my finger in my mouth thing, but it's not even like... Like, it's supposed to be a nervous, sexy tick, but it looks like she's trying to pick out broccoli. You know what I mean? Like, her teeth. She's like, I don't know what I want to do. I was like, is it there? Well, did I get it? Tarzan.
I didn't.
Put your phone. Can I borrow your phone, Tarzan? Tarzan, can I borrow your phone?
This is how bad this was. I didn't even see, really, because it's really at the bottom. Like, yeah. I didn't really know it was a banana. And I was like, it can't be a banana. That'd be too on the nose. That'd just be too fucking loud, even for this movie.
Give her a banana.
Also, that he didn't call cut. He called, that he knew to cut.
Oh, he called cum.
Yes.
Take away the mango.
He called nut.
That's better.
Either way, it's gross. But John Derek was a gross person, so
I'm glad
he's
dead. I'm glad you're dead.
With this, her talking out loud, though, I just realized, just peeping in my notes real quick, part of this is, and I think this means that Jane is supposed to be crazy.
Uh-huh.
She is, what she's
Wouldn't
talking.
Wouldn't you have to be?
Yeah, that's true. When she's like, it appears she's talking at Tarzan.
Yeah.
And like narrating whatever. She's acting like this is all in a book.
That's right.
Because she keeps saying like, oh, is this in a book? Is this in a book? At one point, she's like, well, Tarzan, I think this book we're in is going pretty well. I sure hope it has a happy ending.
I think you unlocked everything. This is just the fever dream of those fucking bar maniacs at the start. Those narrators. Yeah. This is real.
Dude,
none
sick
of this
fan
is real.
Theory.
I think it's true. Well, that confirms it.
I mean, look at Bodega. She's on like Tahitian acid this entire movie. Yeah. Like, look at her. She's not looking straight at, like, her eyes are wide open every shot.
Yeah.
And she's talking like a fucking lunatic.
Well, because at one point, like, they're almost getting ready to fuck. She's like, you know, I didn't read this far ahead in the book, Tarzan. And Tarzan's like, what, lady? I don't know, man.
Ook.
Can you want to get dinner or what?
My inner monologue isn't even English, and this is happening right now.
So around here is another Tarzan breast grab, I think is the idea, because this is where she says, like, hey, Dad, I hope you were right when you said that this beast just wants to fuck me and not murder me.
Right.
Again, just talking to anyone.
And he's grabbing it, and John Derek is also grabbing it at the same time.
He called it fixing himself there, Steve.
But yeah, he fucking did this whole thing in windbreaker pants.
Do a little shake.
Ooh. she gets kidnapped. Everybody gets kidnapped at this point except for Tarzan.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, I know what the end of this movie is going to be. He's gonna come and save the day, which is accurate.
Sure.
But it gets...
There's a lot.
It's so weird from this point
on. The road that we take to get there.
We go to this painted tribe kind of a thing. We see that Africa is there.
There
she is painted.
A forced shower that goes on for.
Well, so Eric, we got to take it step by step.
All right.
Right? Yes. So we come to this village.
Come.
Africa has been painted.
Sure.
She's clearly like captured by these people, right?
Yeah. Who knows what's been going on?
And
clearly happier than she's ever been with Paris.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one hostage situation to another. At least this week, a painting, there seems to be like
everything's out on the table.
Yeah, sure.
So we see that they have also captured Richard Harris and all those people at this point.
Yeah.
Jeff is also captured.
Halt!
Oh, sorry, Halt.
Doug.
Everybody's tied to a tree. And then it's like, oh, where could Bo Derek be? And like John or Richard Harris is like looking around and whatnot. And then you hear like the screams and he looks over like, what could that be? And she's fucking like hogtied, completely nude, being scrubbed down by these like village ladies.
All ladies. Oh, this was doing it for everybody.
For a long time.
A long time.
Splish, splash, we're taking them back.
Dude, every nook and cranny.
It should be an insert shot. It should be, this is weird, next scene.
It shouldn't happen. Let's fucking start at the top. Shouldn't fucking happen.
Do you guys...
But I kind of love the... So Richard Harris is tied up like the deer hunter, basically.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah,
he's like,
he is.
And he's like, oh, you know... Just because he knows the fucking writings on the wall, he's like, it's almost a little Bone Tomahawk-y too. He's just like, just to separate your mind from your body,
go to the clouds, Jane. Yeah.
We're taking a merry-go-round.
Right. Oh, we're on a merry-go-round. What a fucking lunatic!
And then he keeps going, Mr. Holt, aren't we on a merry-go-round? And Mr. Holt's like, fuck you. I've barely been in this movie.
Yeah. Doesn't he start doing Humpty Dumpty?
Yes.
Well, because she. Oh, so okay.
The most uncomfortable line in the whole movie.
So here's what continues to happen.
Sure.
So, I mean, this is, fuck you, John Derek.
Yeah, just big time,
so,
man.
She has a line, which is outrageous. Anybody catch this?
Oh, I did. I think.
They're washing me like a horse.
Oh, no.
I did catch this line. Okay.
So that happens.
Okay. That's
so then he starts.
The Derricks owned horses. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
He's washing me like sprinkles. Boom. Oh, cut it. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Guys.
Nut
it. John we'll, called nut. Time
we'll,
to go home.
We'll pick it up tomorrow.
All right, gang, that's nut.
That is a wrap it up on Tarzan the Ape Man.
That's a gym sock on Tarzan the Ape Man.
Jesus.
So, yes, they're washing me like a horse, getting, like, every fucking nook and cranny and whatnot. He starts screaming about, like, yes, separate your body from your mind, go to the clouds. I mean, my God.
And when did this Mad Max dude show up? That's my question.
Right now.
It's his first scene.
But who is this guy?
Great
what
question.
Is this
and
guy?
What did he do last night? Because he can't get up from a midday nap his fucking life.
This guy is hungover.
Are we talking about the jacked dude?
Yeah, the butcher of Baghdad.
Yes, okay. Yeah. He's supposed to be, I think he's supposed to be like the new head of the tribe.
Sure.
That she's now going to become
but
a
he's
servant
a white
to.
Guy. Like, or not a white guy. He's definitely not an African guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know about that.
I think it's just like, there's paint on him anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, who is this?
I think he's Jason Momoa's uncle.
I know, like, that's the thing. It's like, if he's the villain of the movie, and actually...
There's no villain of the movie.
My stupid brain, because it's been trained to watch movies, and I've watched a lot of movies in my day.
Sure.
I see this big beefcake sleeping, and I'm like, oh, awesome. You know what? This whole movie's going to be stupid, but at the end, Tarzan's going to fight this big dude.
Yep.
And we got a movie here, everybody. I'm like, oh, I'm petting my cat. Like, hey, Ripley, we're going to watch a movie. Well, no, it was pornography before. It's going to be a movie now.
This is why John Derek's a genius, because he subverts your expectations.
He sure did.
Oh, that's right. By the way, someone put a fucking mark on the board the first time anybody said that. This podcast constantly making history.
I'm trying here.
But, like, yeah, so, like, he's kind of, like Eric said, like, it's not even hungover. It's like he got a trank dart. It's like he can barely move.
He's really struggling to sit up. I don't know what's going on. Like, people are pushing him into a sitting position.
There are not many people credited in this movie. I just pulled up the IMDb Tribune, and I think he's a guy called Feathers.
Okay.
Played by Leonard Bailey.
Okay.
And what's that dude's deal?
Nothing. He acted in three things. This, Body and Soul, also of 1981. And then, inexplicably, 1997 film Oblivion, which has like no info on it, so I'm sure it's straight to VHS.
Excellent.
It's pretty cool. By the sands of time.
But so like he's waking up, and this is when Richard Harris is like, he knows the deal. He sees this guy. He sees his daughter. He knows they're tied up. He knows that they start to paint her, too.
To which she yells, they're painting me.
Like a horse.
They're painting me like a horse.
Just keep saying like a horse, love. I'm almost there.
This is a hilarious part of this movie because it's his calling card. It's the MO throughout the entire film. Tarzan, taking a long ass time to get anywhere.
Yeah, of course.
All the, by the way, one of the most famous parts of Tarzan, right? All like the swinging on the vines and whatnot. Yeah. Fucking terrible. In this
slow
movie.
Motion.
Slow mo.
There's two slow motion fucking vines.
It's the same fucking shot, like used multiple times when he's got a swing with Jane and then he's swinging by himself. Same fucking shot. Slow mo. It's all out of focus. It's all garbage. But somewhere around here, we're told that Tarzan is on the way. Yes. Right? So it becomes.
She gets a phone alert.
Tarzan is en route. He'll be there in 3 minutes.
And she's like, oh no, the pin is in the wrong place.
Please be outside on the curb for Tarzan. No, but it's fucking. It
Tarzan will now leave in 3 minutes.
The editing winds up being a joke right here because like all this horrible shit keeps happening to her and it keeps escalating and it just keeps cutting back to the same Tarzan like slow-mo yes. on the vine. And you're like, just get there.
Can I guess it's been kicked to me, the worst line of the whole movie that Bo Derek says, which, so it's like Richard Harris is young.
Oh, all right, you can take it, but I think I know what you got covered.
I need to hear.
I don't want
to
say it, but so he keeps,
say it.
He keeps yelling, you know, just separate your mind from your body, Mr.
Pretend you are Aphrodite.
Yeah, oh, it's like, oh, we're on Mount Olympus, who do you see? And she does this whole thing. And then, like, this dude is kind of getting up, and you know what's going to happen.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, God, oh, oh, be a good daddy and tell me a story. And yep. everyone just, and that's it.
And it rolls. Dude, she fucking double backs,
even,
man.
Even the cast of Horny History, all their dicks fall off.
Oh, as soon it's as too much. Oh. Can I smoke in here or what, love? Is it? I don't remember the new laws.
It's be a good daddy and tell me a story, and then almost immediately followed up with be a good daddy and make it go away.
Boof.
Good
boof.
Gravy, boof. John Derek.
By the way, she's getting painted. She looks like a fucking extra in goddamn Altered Carbon. Like this green fade in her hair and on it's, the lips. I was thinking, like,
it's Love That Joker, man.
It is, little... dude. It totally is. It's like a fucking Batman porno parody.
Or like an albino species alien.
Yeah,
looks like
oh, right.
She had Brand X.
John, we were supposed to look at the paintings today.
Another
new Tarzan product.
Another.
We're going to bring it out a whole new door.
Another hot deet.
A parade where he's throwing out bananas.
Oh, yes, dude.
He's at home washing his loincloth.
Trust.
Yeah, oh, Prince would still be playing without question.
Underneath the waterfall.
Dude, Steve Sadak mentioned Species, though. Another fucking juicy tidbit about WHM on the road,
oh,
man.
Oh, dear.
We found ourselves in a fucking killer bar in Austin. You want to name drop it, Steve?
I don't remember. Casino El Camino?
Yes, on 6th Street in fucking Austin. We found ourselves perched up there one night. Bunch of dudes out on the town pounding beers, putting some money in that jukebox for some hot tracks. Watching Species 3. Oh,
yeah. Mostly watching the menu screen the for yep, Species
yeah, yeah. 3. Yeah, they weren't too quick on hitting play, I will say. Also, it, great bar.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Just in general, we just get wild, man. It's just such a wild.
Oh, a couple more pints here. I'm about to change the DVD menu.
I'm at someone presses play, love. Get that little clicker, hit the play button.
It's how you know you have stumbled across a great bar when the television entertainment goes from like some extreme Thai horror film
yep.
to Species 3.
It's well curated.
Well done.
So I don't know. So yeah, like so she's all painted up and he's telling this
They're
story.
They're painting me!
Yeah, and Tarzan finally comes in and Steve, the world's greatest
she
idiot.
Finally comes.
Because I was like, you know what? I kind of get it. Like, the snake thing, that was probably hard to film.
Sure.
We did this weird surrealistic aspect to it. But this fight is going to be a fight.
It's going to be the fight to end all fights.
And no.
It's not.
No, it's the same thing. It's the same fade in, dissolve.
Richard Harris is yelling about Humpty Dumpty.
It might actually be the worst fight of all time. I don't think I've seen a less exciting fight in my time.
It's the part of wrestling when both wrestlers are tired.
Yes, yes, you're totally
and
right.
Just and, grappling each other.
And since you're just surrounded by basically a bunch of wild animals, no one is going to hear it from the crowd. And that's a real problem.
like this guy, this big dude, is trying to like bear hug Tarzan to death.
This dude kind of looks like Zangief, by the way.
He looks like Zangief, yeah, yeah.
Which is why I was also excited. I see Zangief.
He looks like the Great Humongous a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude, just Zangief in the house.
Tarzan, just walk away.
We're going to fucking do it, man. Like, this is going to be a huge fight.
Yes.
And we're just taking turns choking each other out. It's like bad sex.
It just goes on forever. And Tarzan kind of gets the upper hand and breaks his neck. And I mean, like, this should be an awesome fight, and it's nothing.
It's the same thing in Man of Steel, dude, that lame neck break.
Yes.
It's just as, like, de-thrilling. You know, you're just like, oh, you just broke his neck.
At least that wasn't in slow motion.
Yeah, that's true.
This is so, like, and they don't even slow down the neck break to, like, fit with the... It's like... I'm sorry, I did a physical.
They should have pulled that. That's the thing, dude, right? Like, it's a total Punisher Warzone neck break, and then Tarzan fucking pulls that dude's spine out.
Yeah.
Give me anything.
Yes, it's the end of the movie. Like, this is the exciting part. And then, like, I don't know, like, I guess everyone in this tribe was under this guy's spell.
Yeah, they just fucking book it.
They all leave everyone, all these white people that just raided their town alone.
Like, wouldn't they just kill them all?
Yeah, and, like, so whoever the next guy down is like, cool, I'm the guy.
Yep.
Stab, stab, stab. Yeah. I win.
Yeah, I'm the next in command. But and I'm war hungry.
But instead, they all live happily ape after.
Not Richard Harris.
Oh, we should say, so, like.
Oh, before Tarzan gets there.
When he's screaming at her, he says,
"Oh my God,
leave your body right now. You are not of the flesh. You are of the spirit." And I swear to you, it sounds like he goes, "And something, something," and like pulls, like he's sort of like undone some of the restraints or whatever. Yeah. And he like puts his arms around this Zangief motherfucker and tries to like choke him out, to which Zangief, not having any of it, takes a fucking elephant tusk that he has just lying around the house.
Well, that's John Derek's going to sell it after this.
Yeah. He's like, don't get it too dirty now. And he impales Richard Harris, man.
Sick. I think, is this like what I was getting from if you're watching the movie? Is this supposed to be the elephant graveyard? Like, these are like the keepers of it?
Yes, I think it's like we finally made our way there is the idea.
And it's like, oh, what a tragedy.
Yeah. So we're in this elephant graveyard. They just got tusks sitting around like fucking straws on a counter. We got all these tusks.
Wow, Fleetwood Mac fans.
Ooh. So he's dead or dying. She comes up. There's a bullshit like, I'm sad you're dying. No.
Fuck this dude.
This fucker abandoned you for decades. Then when you found him to tell him that your mother, his ex-wife, was dead, he tried to fuck you.
Yeah.
No.
Do not shed a tear over this guy. Just FYI. You like, don't have to be upset.
Yeah. Steely glare like Africa.
But it's this weird emotional scene. She looks ridiculous. And of course, her breasts are all over the scene.
Oh, of course. She's totally nude.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, now I'm going to wash off all this paint.
Well,
yeah.
Here's what I don't get, first of all, because the washing, I mean, this is like the last scene.
Right
of the
at
film.
The end. I mean.
There's one quick question I have, though, because when this dude is laying there with an elephant tusk in his stomach, fucking bleeding out and singing Humpty Dumpty, whatever the fuck this guy's doing.
This is exactly how I knew I was going to die. The tusk in my belly.
She tells Holt to take his picture?
Well, there's a lot of good things about this. Yeah, she's like, hey, Holt, take his picture. Holt, by the way, is tied to a tree with a rope around his neck.
Yeah, I wanted to see that go a little farther.
And no one ever unties him. He's just like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, anyone?
Tarzan, buddy, you want to bite this, maybe?
Maybe, you know, just get your monkey to untie me here. I also don't know how long this tribe is going to be quelled.
Yeah.
I would like to get moving immediately.
Before the bloodthirst needs to be quelled.
It's like when your drug dealer goes to sleep, you're like, I got to get out of here, man. Like,
she's gonna like leave with Tarzan. She tells Holt like, oh, you'll tell them, right? You'll tell like civilization what happened, right?
Well, that's the thing. One of Richard Harris's last words to bring this all back together is he's like, oh, it's wonderful, let them know I made it, let them know let those guys at that old stuffy club know that we made it.
Wait a second. So do you think then that this story is being told? Do you think one of those old fuckers narrating is Holt?
Maybe. Oh, really?
And he's telling this story for the 100th time at the pub?
Great Depression era Holt.
If I was Holt, I would never stop drinking. I would literally never stop drinking.
Oh, I'd get back to the UK and I would just drink myself to death.
Mm-hmm. Like within like 38 hours.
Yeah. No, a real like fucking Brendan Behan, like going out drinking kind of a thing.
Well, Richard Harris is actually, the last line is great. It's don't fuck that white ape.
Your vagina still belongs to me,
even in death.
I want it buried with me.
Yeah, so then her and Tarzan just hop in the river so she can get all this fucking paint washed off. And Tarzan's again, helping out with that scrub.
If it's Tarzan of Madison Avenue, we're jumping into a big red Cadillac at the end, man.
That's totally true, man.
Like a crazy fake limo with a pool in the back.
Yes! Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, Kevin, you saw this remake or this next Tarzan, the 2016?
Oh, yeah, on a plane. I remember maybe 5 seconds.
Okay, well, just listen for a second.
Sure.
At the end of that movie... Uh-huh. Does he choose the wild, or does he choose to go back to Madison Avenue? Or a time equivalent of
whatever
Madison
that
Avenue.
Is.
I want to see this movie, man.
Does he choose to go back to Piccadilly Circus, Chris Cass?
I forget what he actually does, but he is still with Margot Robbie at the end, I think.
Oh,
is he wearing a suit, or is he wearing a loincloth?
Something in between. I don't.
It was something in between. So he's wearing
suit,
like,
khakis, sounds more right.
Khakis and like a nice button
down. A cargo shirt and a plain white tee.
Haircut? Okay.
I don't think he ever gets a haircut.
Oh, good.
But he's got long flowing locks through the whole movie.
Or he maybe puts it up.
Oh, in a little like ponytail.
I'm telling you, I was high on my mind on an airplane watching this piece of shit.
Checks out. Were you doing what I do, where you watch someone else watching a movie?
No, it was me. It was like the only thing on there that I hadn't seen. So I was like, all right,
let's get to it.
Let's see this stupid.
That's
thing.
How I watched that Halle Berry kidnap film.
Oh dear.
Yeah, that was something.
How's that?
It's not necessarily a stay tuned, but it is fucking stay stupid, let me tell you.
So yeah, she's washing herself off. That takes a while. We get a heart iris out.
Un-fucking believable.
Honest to goodness, heart iris.
That should be illegal.
Yes.
Dude, that is a cinema crime, dude.
And then this is when I think people are talking about the monkeys are getting a little frisky.
Well, there's
with
two separate incidents.
I don't know what's
the monkeys
going.
Are washing off the boobers, man.
Well, one is mouthing the boobers.
Yes.
Oh, it's a whole nipple in its mouth.
Okay, so like the credits start, basically, right?
Yeah.
They start, I instantly turned it right off.
Ditto. I'm with you.
So that
Wait, so
happens.
A monkey gets a mouthful?
Absolutely.
I missed this mouthful.
Also got a mouthful of fucking wet paint. Like, Jesus.
I turned it off. I gotta rewatch.
First of all, it's a fucking monkey. It doesn't care about paint.
What fucking paint, dude? They're not going to fucking Mason Williams.
I don't know.
Maybe they are.
I mean, I guess John Derek's fine with fucking animals dying or whatever. But.
Oh, you're talking about IRL.
Yeah, I'm talking
about the world of the film.
No, I apologize.
Yes, no, IRL, it was definitely just paint. It was lead paint.
And then
Bo Derek was covered in lead paint.
In the world of the film, it might have also been lead paint.
Possible.
Like Holt and James were just carrying buckets of paint. We're also bringing paint to the natives.
We're going to remodel this jungle.
So after the fucking one ape gets a fucking mouthful.
That's disgusting.
There's an orangutan who keeps on trying to look under her dress.
Nice.
The rest of the like credits, like it's her like.
Well, this is supposed to be the evolution of man.
Oh, I guess.
Portraying.
I don't
That's
know.
That's a stretch.
I don't know what drug I would need to be naked in front of a monkey. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it exists. It would be
a gun?
it would have to be a gun because literally they're just going to start grabbing at stuff, man.
Did you ever see?
And these human bodies are floppy. There's parts and patches.
Yeah, no,
to
they
start
get handsy.
Tearing at.
Patches.
Patches to grab.
And we
dude.
Called that boy Patches.
I don't remember if I've plugged this on the show before, but there's a great. I don't know if it's even still on the
Patch Bomb.
No, the Criterion Collection website. Way back when Eclipse put out the Robert Downey Sr.
Oh, we've
box
talked
set,
about this.
The monkey situation.
Yeah.
Do you want the monkey to fuck her?
Robert Downey Jr.'s father.
John Derek took a weekend with that question.
It's Robert Downey Sr. and Paul Thomas Anderson talking about making one of the movies that's in this box set. And he just tells this story. And it's P.T. Anderson like, uh-huh. And like Robert Downey Sr. is telling the story, and it just ends with, and then he says to me, "Dad, you want that monkey to fuck her?" And it's just PTA, and he's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. It's so fucking awesome.
You know, I don't think I ever told this story on the air, but I once read that Soviet super science once tried to breed man and ape to make an ape infantry.
You told
army.
That on the old show.
Yeah. So that's something, huh?
When
is that
was
a real
this?
Thing
was this,
or is that a fake thing?
I don't know.
Is this Stalin stuff?
Yeah.
Well, was it in The Death of Stalin? I didn't hear it.
They didn't cover it.
No, okay.
Was not mentioned.
We're going to shoot dogs into space. We're going to have apes have ape sex men. With ladies. Yeah.
Quick question about Stalin, The Death of Stalin. Is that real Steve Buscemi, or are we getting a haircut to look like that?
No, that's him.
That's him.
No, no, but
he shaved it.
Yeah, that's my question. What's going on up top?
I think that's him shaved it. It doesn't look like a cap.
He was on Colbert. I caught him, and he said that he buzzed it. He shaved it. That's his story. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I feel like he's probably still got a good head of hair.
All right. Yeah,
he looks pretty good bald.
He did look fine.
That movie is so fucking funny.
I'm dying to see it.
It's the most fucking rip-roaring balls to the wall, like take no prisoners political set. Like Tarzan the Ape Man.
There's a lot.
Might
there.
Be my favorite Iannucci now.
Oh, without question.
Yeah,
without question. These fucking apes and Tarzan are like washing her away, like washing all the paint off.
And then we find her at the end. She's dressed like Tarzan. So the idea is she is now of the jungle.
She stayed, yeah.
Right,
that's
she's
why
Jane
she also,
of the Jungle.
That's why she told Holt to tell them.
Right, tell the tale.
I'll tell it. All right, let's just get this tail going. Get me another Boddington's, love. And also, what's the pickle situation? We haven't had good pickles in a while.
This week we're covering Cleopatra.
Wait, this is the horny podcast. Yeah, the horny history podcast. Yes.
I'm telling you. Horny history. I will listen to
it. All right, the Revolutionary War didn't get too horny, but we could figure that out, love.
Did it? Oh, Jeremy, you always think that.
She wasn't sewing just a flag.
Today's episode's brought you by adamandeve.com, like all the episodes.
For your filthy tidbits.
On the slower weeks, they're just sponsored by cheapdildos.net. Also, what's great, this one of the last things...
Reddit.com/dildos. Promo code Horner History.
One of the last images you see before the credits start rolling is her just nude fighting this ape.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny?
Again, dude, what drug am I on? You gave me the strongest trank you've got.
I'm on sleep. Mm-hmm. This fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. No, I fell asleep. I had to rewind a third of this.
You know what? That's true, except for this last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's it really is fucking, what's his name? Pulp Fiction.
Quentin
John
Tarantino?
Travolta fucking throwing the adrenaline in your chest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, when this stuff happens, I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It really sort of lulls you into this false sense of security. You're like, well, this movie's fucking dull as balls.
Yes.
And then you get to the last 15 minutes and you're like, we'll see. But it's too little.
You should
too
have
late.
Started here.
Yeah. Would anybody recommend this movie?
Oh, not in a million years. It's a curiosity, I guess. But it's not worth it. Literally, just read the 2-paragraph Wikipedia entry, which just tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm saying a no.
I'm saying a no, but if you really do have that thing for oddities,
yeah,
this is genuinely an oddity. I don't know anything even remotely like this other than John Derek's other movies.
Can we call a moratorium? We don't have to do Bolero, right? We could just...
I wouldn't feel comfortable talking about Bolero with you three.
Okay, good.
Wait, for what reason?
Because it's pornography.
Oh,
it's just straight pornography. I refuse to call it anything else.
Fair enough.
I would not recommend this at all. I would say if you want an oddity, Ghosts Can't Do It's right there. It's got better pacing. It's,
yeah.
Ghosts Can't Do It, you could watch with a crowd.
Sure.
If you put this on when your friends are over, they're gonna
Maybe we should do a commentary with Ghosts Can't Do It someday.
Maybe.
Shit.
Maybe once he's hauled out of office.
Yeah.
But this movie is getting that tusk right in your goddamn gut. I fucking hated it. I hated watching this.
Yeah, I really, I despised this. I would not recommend it. I would actually recommend Noel Marshall's Roar, which we mentioned briefly. It's a movie when Noel Marshall was married to Tippi Hedren, if you don't know the story. And the two of them owned like an animal sanctuary in Africa.
Yes.
And they just made this movie about an animal sanctuary gone wrong. And there was no fucking animal security at all in this movie.
There's like 40 lions. And that's an oddity to your point is that's an oddity that's exciting. That's
Oh, absolutely.
It's an edge of your seat oddity.
Because just like everybody's getting bitten, their daughter Melanie Griffith is in it. She's like swimming on a pool, and like this lion's just fucking clawing at her. Like it is some real deal shit, man. Mm-hmm. Unlike this fucking garbage Tarzan movie.
Also, if you want a good explorer movie, The Lost City of Z.
Yes, good God.
I love that movie.
It's an amazing movie.
I mean, or watch Fitzcarraldo, A Gear of the Wrath of God,
awesome.
Cobra Verde, all of these Werner Herzog movies we mentioned.
Prime Herzog always good.
Herzog Kinski is essential viewing.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess because we have to, because he called in, thanks to Scott Weinberg. And actually, no, do listen to 80s All Over. It's a really great podcast. You think that this fucking drawing was cooked, you are so wrong.
Yeah.
Literally, I would have thrown this right in the garbage.
Anything else on the list, I would have taken over this.
So thanks,
Mark Maron could have called in with this one.
Hey guys, it's that movie. I don't know. There's like a woman. You'll figure it
out. Hey, I'm sorry. I made you watch Tarzan. Are we good?
That's Tarzan the Ape Man, directed by John Derek. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or find us over at the HeadGum Network. Rate and review the show. Wherever you get it, we would greatly appreciate it. We do indeed have a Patreon, patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Hours of bonus entertainment. What?
I heard we did a real movie this month on Patreon called Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Compared to this, yes, that's technically a real movie.
Say it's not a movie on the Patreon episode, the full episode that's on Patreon right now at the $5 level.
Yeah.
But compared to this, I would kill for that movie. would kill for that movie.
Speaking of fake movies that in the light of this film look real, later this month, catch the Cloverfield Paradoxmentary at the $8 level. Now, you get $8 a month, you get Star Trek The Nexus, you get all the other crap that we put out, and also you get these quarterly right now, when we can do this as a full-time job, more commentaries guaranteed. But Cloverfield Paradox, we did a commentary out of that, and that movie sucked ass until I watched this, and that looks like a fucking masterpiece.
And I will say, on the Nexus this month, we did a listener request month, so we're doing the Next Generation First Contact episode,
right,
where Riker goes undercover, and the horniest episode of anything,
which
is that Deep Space Nine episode, Let He Who Is Without Sin.
Yeah.
Well, you clearly have not seen season 5, episode 3 of Home Improvement.
Oh, man. Things get rocky with Jill and Tim in that one. Also, for Animation Damnation this month,
of course,
we are talking Mortal Kombat, the VHS.
The Journey Begins.
Weird oddity.
It should be Mortal Kombat, the VHS.
Because it's not a TV show.
No. It's also not a movie.
It's a promotional cartoon leading up to the movie of
an animated booklet.
I'm also not convinced it exists.
It is capitalism at its worst.
Tell me I didn't see it. I saw it happen.
I mean, I'm about to upload the episode tonight, so I hope it's fucking real, man. Mm-hmm. I remember being there.
Tonight, as in the date this is recorded and not
right,
when it's
yes, of
out.
Course.
So it's already available.
Yeah, go check it out.
Please pledge now. Phones are ringing off the hook. These fat children are starving.
We no longer have Jerry Lewis.
So somebody's going to do it. Steve Sadak, what is going on in what I think is the second to last?
No, it's the final.
Is it the final?
It's the finish line. God. It is, you'll never have been so happy to see a Lindsay Lohan movie.
Right.
And I Know Who Killed Me.
Oh, shit.
I never saw this.
I'm kind of excited.
It's kind of been like a big, like people are saying it's a bad movie for years.
Watch the fuck out.
Oh, you've seen it?
Oh,
of course Grace Cabot saw it.
He's seen it all, baby.
So until next week when we see it all, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cavan.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.